Hey team, Tony here. Good morning to everyone. Fantastic to be hanging out this morning. Can't wait to get into the webinar today, Create Your Ideal Life, which is sounds like a good thing to do to me. So before we kick off, I just want to say Happy New Year to everyone. If I haven't caught up with you before, seen a lot of you already, but some we haven't. And just so we know that everything's good on the tech side, can you just put a heck yeah in the comment or the chat? The questions box. If you can see me, hear me, and see the screen, that would be fantastic. And also, actually, if you just put down what was your best Christmas present or your favorite Christmas present this year, put that down. Mine was this this here. My wife does a little calendar and photos of the kids and the family each month, which, I don't know, it's not expensive, but it's flipping awesome. I love it. And have it on my desk beside me. So, yeah, just let us know what was your favorite Christmas present and put heck yeah if you can see and hear us. That would be fantastic. Simon and Elise, good morning. Good to have you here, team. What was your favorite Christmas present? Paul, how are you, mate? All good, vision and sound. Favorite Christmas present, buddy? Tickets to the cricket in Dunedin. Happy days. Simon and Elise, good stuff. Chris, walking Abel Tasman track with the kids. That sounds amazing. Toby, new shirts for Loud Shirt Friday. Happy days, buddy. Favorite Christmas present for Rachel and Gareth, spending time with the extended family at the beach house. Nice. Jason Brown, best present was a new car. What did you get, Jason? Paul, new swag for to get out camping with the kids. That's so good. New Santa Fe, awesome, good stuff, Jason. So team, if you're just jumping in, got a minute or so before we kick off, just let me know with a heck yeah in the comments field that you can see and hear us, and let us know what your favorite Christmas present was. I was just sharing with, I got a new car too, Ford Escape. My favorite one was my calendar, the photos of the kids and the family on it. I love it, I don't know, it's cool. And it's got a... each birthday month for the kid, their photos on their birthday month as well. So it's a good reminder. Hello, Stephanie. How you doing, buddy? Hope things are doing good. Hi, Simon. Morning, Adam. Lots of gift vouchers. Love them. Kristen. Oh, Kirsten, sorry. Awesome. Good to catch up with you guys on Tuesday as well. And interesting comments to your question on the Facebook page. Yeah, we're doing well. Thanks, Stephanie. We're good. Real good. Hi, Debbie. David. Jared, how are you, mate? Happy New Year. Alrighty, let's kick off, team. So as I said, I'm actually really excited about today. It's a slightly different approach we're going to take to two things today. It's a bit more of a do session than a teach session, which I think is cool. So we're going to actually get some good stuff smashed out today. And I guess to kick off, today's webinar is called How to Create Your Ideal Life. And it's written that way on purpose. It's not create the ideal life, it's create your ideal life, because everyone's different. Everyone has different values, etc. So it's really important we create a life that's great for you, not for someone else. So a big thing that we talk about here is helping everyone become better business owners, but also, you know, better people. Because to grow and improve your business, you know, you have to grow and improve yourself. So that flows over to all areas of your life, health, wealth, family, relationships, having more fun. And it's important to create not just a great business, but a great life. In a sense, we want our business to be the servant for having a great life rather than the other way around. So today is, like I said, it's a do session. We're going to actually sit down and nut out how your ideal life looks. We're going to touch on a little bit of stuff about goal setting and vision. Look, there's a bunch of other trainings which go into a lot of detail about kind of the thinking behind goal setting, etc. The success roadmap, which we did in January last year, is a really good one to look at as well. But today it's more focused on just doing. So I'm really excited about that. We're going to get into that in a minute. Just for a heads up, team, if you haven't seen it already, the calendar for this year is on the it's on the Facebook page and in the Adam, hell yeah. Found where to type. First time on the tablet. Hell yeah. Perfect, mate. Murray Nixon, how are you, my man? Happy days. Happy New Year. So make sure you've got the boot camps locked in your calendar. Auckland in March, Auckland in July, Melbourne in November. And also we're running a webinar every week, every Thursday as well. I shot a quick video. I think that's on the members' Facebook page. You should all have an email about that, about a few changes we're making this year just to up-level things. So I had a bunch of good feedback about that. A couple of people had a couple of questions as well, so feel free to shoot those back as well. But it's really important to get stuff locked in your calendar now. Okay, so jump in, guys. What would you most like to change? Change color like the chameleon. What? Just put in the comments field or the question box, what would you most like to change in 2019? What change would just be fantastic for you? Just put it in the comments field now. Mark here on the mobile, driving around jobs. Fantastic, mate. Good to have you here. So what would you most like to change in 2019? There was one thing. Just note it down in the question box. I can share that around. It would be brilliant. Kristen, less stress at work, in brackets, Lockie, for sure. Would like to improve my relationship skills. Joseph, fantastic. Less stress and more control of our business, Chris. Yep. Debbie, spend more time with the family at home and visiting them. Yep. Better client base, Mark. The reliance on me, Adam. Yep. Rachel and Gareth, spend more time working on the business, not in it. Hey, these are all great. Shorter hours at work, Simon and Elise. Yep, perfect. Amount of time spent at work, Paul. Yep. Linda, less a control, less stress, reliance on us. Okay, Simon, the structure, better structure of the business. Okay, perfect. Stephanie, a lot. Enjoy my life. Can't change the past, but you can change the future. So true. That's what today's about. Jason, better structure within the team and getting the right people in the right seats. Perfect, Linda. Less hours. Is Graham there today as well, Linda, or is it just yourself? Cool. Happy New Year, Graham, as well, mate. Okay. Perfect. Appreciate that. So, guys, so what's the problem? If you don't take the time to design out your life and your business, what can happen? Well, it can feel like Groundhog Day. Despite the best intentions you have, you find that you just recycle the same results. So it might be financially, it might be lifestyle and enjoyment-wise. Maybe you are making more money, but you're just not feeling fulfilled by that. You really lack a balance in your life, and it just feels like the same old thing. Or maybe you get what I call seduced into that mindset of, hey, if I just dig in and work a bit harder for the next couple of weeks, couple of months, couple of years, I'll get ahead and then I can do all these things that I want to. Then I can, you know, go on holiday. Then I can invest. Then I can take a trip. Then I can buy a boat. Then I can get some more team members. So you just have that, oh, just dig in for a little bit longer and it'll come right. But you find that it doesn't. And if you're not consciously creating the life that you want, you can end up feeling empty. So life starts to feel really busy. You're spending a lot of time doing the things, spending a lot of time doing things you don't necessarily want to be doing, and you're spending a lot of time with people that aren't the people that are important to you. Or perhaps you're just not doing the things that you like to do, and you're not spending the time with the people that you really want to. So life loses its zest, it's fun, it's light, and things get dark and grey. Life's just a churn, and you're not really living in accordance with the values that are important to you. Things like family, fun, health, etc., which are really important. So you can just feel empty. What happens if you do spend the time to create your ideal life? Well, you've got a focus point. So it can give you much more meaning. You've got something to aim for. Life has a purpose. You know why you're doing things. Nobody minds hard work if they can see where it's heading, but if it's just constant hard work day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, that's grinding, that's churn. Ultimately, you can generate more money because you're actually it drives you to action the things that are going to make you financially successful. So it puts things in a real focus about what you need to focus on. And lastly, more fun. So you're actually going to take the time to design fun and enjoyment back into your life, because having fun and enjoying life doesn't just happen. It's a function of actually being intentional and making it happen. Hi, Colette. How are you? Good to have you on board. Hey, James. Josh, how are you, buddy? Sam, good to have you here, Sam. The team from Nelson as well. Lion, Erica, and William. Happy New Year, team. Alrighty, so look, as I said, today is a do session. So we're going to get down and dirty and work hard. First of all, though, I just want to talk through some key principles that are, they're really important to have your head around when you think about creating a vision and goals and planning out how you want life to look. So the first thing is that you want to think, first principle is destination first. It's creating a powerful and compelling vision for what you want. That's the first step to achieving it. In other words, you can't hit a target that you don't have. Just can't hit a target that you don't have. So today what I want to do is I want to get excited about drawing out and architecting and scripting out how you want your business and, more importantly, your life to look when it's ideal. Now, straight up, team, it's really easy to let business goals and money goals get that sorted and get goals for that, but then to leave the really important stuff, which is our health, our relationships, fun, hobbies, travel, all that sort of stuff. So we want to make sure that the business isn't the servant, isn't the master of our lives, that we've got a good balance in our lives. So I think that's really important with our destination. We have to map out the targets, but they're not just financial or business. They need to be for all of life if we're going to be happy. And in the long term, if you've got good balance, you're going to do better financially anyway, because your energy is going to be up and you're going to be focused and motivated and enjoying it. So Jim Rohn, just hands up if anyone's heard of Jim Rohn or ever read anything or listened to anything by Jim Rohn, because he's a brilliant writer. He's dead just now. So it's Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N. If you're ever looking for inspiration or other stuff to read, brilliantly insightful. So he said, we all need powerful goals to help us through short-term obstacles. And that's what it's about. Get a really exciting destination, one that we are passionate about and know that's going to be fantastic. That's going to help us pull through the short-term challenges that we face every single day. So, we want to review our goals daily, the destination we're hitting, and because that reminds us of what we're giving up if we don't take the action we need to. That's huge. So get the destination first and let's focus on it, because if we don't take the action we need to, that's what we're giving up. That's the cost. It's about getting leverage on yourself. So leverage on yourself is important. Okay, second principle, think proactively. Now, I've talked about this before, but it is so important. And when I got my head around it, it was a huge change for me. The results that you get in your business and your life happen twice. They're created twice. First, they happen in your brain and in your mind. And second, they happen in the real world. So there's two creations. First, in your mind, your vision and setting the direction. And second, in the physical world. It's like building a house. You have a vision, you want a new house, you look at some magazines, you talk to some architects, you talk to some building contractors, you get a design mapped out. That's in your head. And then you build it. Now, if you try and build a house without a clear design, you know, odds on you're going to get something that's perhaps a bit weird. And certainly the process will be long and potentially quite difficult. Same with our lives. So the question is, are we actually designing our lives by choice or by accident? Now, by accident is where we just tumble through each day, each month, each year, and we're not really thinking about what we're creating. The trick is actually we are creating stuff all the time. It's just not conscious, because what happens in your mind first and then the stories you tell yourself about what's possible or not possible will actually lead to the results you get. So what we want to do is we want to consciously create a mental picture of what we want. Be really proactive about it. We want to be a creator rather than someone who just takes what they get. And this is important, guys. You might have heard of the phrase stinking thinking. So if we, you know, we only see the world through our own perspective and our own experience and conditioning, and we have a bunch of baggage which colors how we see things. So one of our themes this year is, you know, let's be really clear about thinking bigger, pushing back the boundaries of what we think is possible. Because if you think small and you don't think proactively, you'll achieve small and you'll be at the mercy of other people rather than proactively creating what you know what you want to create, what's going to be good for you. See, question, guys. Just pop your thoughts in the question box. What's one limiting belief that you think affects your thinking around what's possible? What's one limiting belief you have at the moment that you think might be affecting your you know, your results? One limiting belief that you think is affecting your results. Yeah. Confidence. Yeah. We're not good enough. Yeah, for sure. Grasp on my mum's. I don't have enough money. Confidence, Chris. Yep. So there's about six people written confidence, for sure. I'm not good enough. Yeah. So there's about seven or eight people writing, I'm not good enough as well, team. It's really common. Confidence. G'day, Colin. Happy New Year, buddy. Yeah, these things really affect the results we get because they stop us actually thinking big and creating something that, you know, we may not necessarily think is possible, but something we would like. Feeling stretched. Yep. Cool. Appreciate that, guys. This stuff has an effect. So I know it's rough going all deep and meaningful this early on in the year, but it's important. Third principle, progress, not perfection. So, and this ties in with what a lot of you just said, confidence and am I good enough, which is kind of the same thing. When setting goals and creating the life, you know, building, sketching out the life that you want, things will pop up. What if I fail? What if I don't make it? What if my goals are too big? What if I don't measure up? And they're all really valid things to think. But here's the cool thing. Now, Jim Rohn said the best thing about achieving your goals is the person you have to become to make your goals happen. It's not about the goals. The goals are just a tool to help us grow. They are not a prison to make us feel bad or make us feel like a failure. Their goal, the goal of the goal, is to get us moving. It's to get us moving. So when you achieve your goals, that's great, but you have to change as a person, as a business owner, as a husband, wife, athlete, friend, father, mother, sister, brother, whatever, to be better at any of those things. You have to actually improve yourself. That's the cool stuff. So be kind. You know, don't be too hard on yourself. Your goals can change. That's fine as well. And what happens as you move on in life, you upgrade your goals. So it's a picture of a mountain here for a reason, because the story is, there's a story, and one of our colleagues is in our coaching boardroom group. He's from the States. His name's Todd Herman. Really, really smart guy. And he tells a story of two mountaineers. After a hard day's climb, and some of you may have heard this, after a hard day's climb, they get to their camp, and they're both pretty fit, similar sort of guys, and they're chatting, and one of them is, you know, completely exhausted, he's overwhelmed, and he's, you know, ready to give up. The other guy is super pumped, he's excited, it's full of energy. The difference is really simple. In fact, actually, I'd love to know from you guys, what do you think the difference between the two of them is? Just put it in the question box. What do you think the difference is? Attitude, yeah, desire, totally. And the difference in attitude is this. The guy who's exhausted, who wants to give up, what he did at the end of the day is he looked up the hill to see what was to come, and it was overwhelming for him because he hadn't hit his goal yet. The guy who was happy and excited and energized, he looked down the hill and said, man, we've come a long way. This is cool. I'm feeling good. I think there's a real lesson in that for us. Important with goal setting to realize that they're a tool. If we get there, that's brilliant. If we do better than that, that's great. We don't quite get there. That's okay. Let's look back and see how far we've actually come. That's going to make you feel good. Jason, yeah, one's looking forward, one's looking back. Perfect. So I think that's huge. Fourth thing is, hey, SMART goals. To turn our ideal life, which we're going to script out in a minute, we need to turn it into some concrete goals or SMART goals. So SMART, a lot of you will have heard of this. It's not something new. It's specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and timely. So, for instance, if you say, hey, I want to make more profit, that's a wish. That's a result you want. It's a desire. It's an aim. But it ain't a goal. A SMART goal would be, I want our annual net profit to be $350,000 by the 30th of June, 2020. That's a SMART goal. It's one we can measure and decide whether we've achieved it or not. Building a new house. Okay, that's again a dream or a wish. But if you say, hey, I want to have a new house built, it's a five-bedroom house, three bathrooms, it's going to be plaster, and it's going to be 350 square meters, and we're going to have moved in and completed that by December 2020. That's a SMART goal. It's also important that those goals, so they need to be specific and measurable. That's a big part there, which I talked about. They need to be achievable, which there's two parts to that. They need to be something that stretches you so that you know, it's worthwhile, but not something that's completely unrealistic that's just going to destroy your will to live. Relevant is really important. So relevant means it's important to you. It's very easy to borrow other people's goals and live someone else's life, which is a big thing about what today's about. We want to create your ideal life, not the ideal life. And T is timely. I mean, they've got to have a time limit. Otherwise, how do we know whether we're achieving it or not? Now, goal setting works really well for numbers and times. It's a little bit more difficult for softer stuff, like relationships, well-being, health, anything that's more difficult to measure in time, distance, or money. So we just use activities there. So for instance, if your goal, the result you want is to be more energized and excited, a goal, SMART goal might be to have 3 one-week holidays each year. So you've turned something that's kind of intangible into something that's more tangible. We turn it into activities. If you want better relationships, it might be, hey, we're going to have a date night once a month, the second Friday of the month, without the kids. That could be a process that you could put in place to help achieve that goal. That's something you can measure, yes or no. Okay. And we'll talk about that a bit more in a minute. And fifthly, block it and book it. So, you know, while we're going to proactively create our ideal life today and map out how it looks in the form of goals, it's crucial, and that's crucial to success, it's not going to do it on itself. You actually have to take action and put things into place. And that's where we need to schedule the stuff that's important. We need to put it into our default diaries. We need to put it into our yearly planners and actually materialize it. So you make it a priority. And once you've got your goals and your ideal life structured out, it becomes easier to do that. Right, guys, so before we jump into the how, I'd just love to know from you, what's been the most valuable lesson, what's been most helpful, most insightful, thought-provoking from what we've shared so far? Hey, Kerry. Hi, Amanda. How you doing? So what's been most helpful, valuable, insightful, thought-provoking for you from what we've talked about so far? I like the climber's story. Joseph, thank you. Kristen, importance of looking at how far you've come already. Yeah, that's huge. Jason, looking back, looking forward, yep, looking down the hill, making changes for myself, take the time to design a strong vision. Linda, yeah, huge. Aunt's story is a great way of getting a point across, like that climber story always helps me. Ditto, looking back how far we've come. Progress, not perfection. That is huge, Adam. So I think it's something that's really underestimated. Having a specific plan to where you want to go, not a wish list. Kerry, yep, and we're going to get real specific real soon. Shane, g'day, man. Happy New Year, man. Block it and book it, see how far we've come. We've been looking uphill too much. Real eye-opener. Yeah, it's huge. Awesome, team. Thank you for that. So let's get busy now. Let's get into some how. So as I said, today is real practical. We're going to do some work now. And in the handouts, there should be a worksheet in the handouts. I want you to print that off or at least have it open. You could probably open it in Word and do it straight into Word if you want. So you need to have that open or print it. So that's in the handouts area. You should just be able to get the file. Okay, so while you're doing that, it's a worksheet. Looks like your one will be blank. It won't have examples. And I've put some examples in here. I think that's just helpful in terms of getting the goal set for you. So how this works, just give me a hands up if you're cool with the handouts. Yep, got the handouts, cool. Sorry, how do we find the handouts? So in the... there's the control panel for GoToWebinar. In there, you'll see where you can put questions. There'll be another little option that says handouts. So they should be there as well. And Toby, maybe just drop it into the... can you drop a Word document into the Facebook page as well? Just that'd be another way of doing it. Okay. I mean, as long as you've got a piece of paper, that's fine as well. It's just easier if it's in handout format for you, because you can follow along. Okay. If you have got the handout sorted, just put sorted in the comments field, please. Okay, cool. So a bunch of people got it sorted. Okay, so it is working. But if you're stuck, just get a piece of paper and we'll riff it freestyle. It's fine. So the worksheet is called Create Your Ideal Life Worksheet. And we've got a bunch of life categories on the left-hand side. So there's several pages to the worksheet. You'll see we've got business, well-being, we've got fun, enjoyment, relationships, holidays, financial wealth, contribution, charity, and other. So we're going to blast through each one of those today. We're going to do them one at a time. So the life category, that's pretty clear. The result, that's the result you'd like. It's like the aim of what would be fantastic for you. And then beside that, we have the SMART goals. Thanks, man. So it's in the Facebook group as well. You could probably download it from there if you're having trouble with the handouts. And on the right-hand side, we've got SMART goals, which are those goals which are SMART. They're specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and timely. So you'll see under the business area, result, you want more profit, and we've got a specific profit target there. You'll see result, we want to grow the team. We've turned that into goals, employ two additional tradesmen by the 1st of September, and appoint an operations manager by the 31st of July. So what we're going to do now is you're going to create your ideal life. So I've got a timer, which is, here we go. So we're going to spend 4 minutes working on the business. Actually, we don't want to do that. We'll just make that small. That's what we want. So we're going to spend 4 minutes working on just the business category. Okay, I'll put the timer on. I want you to write down as many results as you want to achieve in business. There's some examples there, but it could be other stuff. That's fine. And I want you to write down a SMART goal next to that result that you want. Does that make sense to everyone? Please just give me hands up if that makes sense. Perfect. Okay. And then we'll share a couple of them at the end. We're going to do this for each section, so we're going to budget it. Probably take us about 35, 40 minutes. This year is really about action. This is goal setting for the year on steroids. Want to make sure everyone's got this done so you're clear about what your ideal life looks like. Don't overthink it. Just put down the stuff you really like. Alrighty, so 4 minutes. We'll start now. If you have any questions as we're going through, just pop them in the question box as well. So put the result area down and let's put a SMART goal next to it. So you've got a couple of minutes left. Just keep down what you can. It doesn't have to be perfect. And where you can, think a bit bigger than you might otherwise do. If you have finished, just put done in the question box so I know where people are at. Sweet, Adam, thank you. Nice, Jared. So, Kristen, we're just working on our business goals right now. So we've put the timer on for 4 minutes. We've got about 40 seconds left. Put down the result you want and then put the SMART goal next to it. Stan and Sam, good to have you guys here. Okay. So when you're done, then just put done in the comments question box and I'll know that we're just about there. Okay, cool. So another 20 seconds, get down what you can. Hey, Gabriella. Okay, so most people are pretty much done. Fantastic. Okay, 10 seconds. Nice, Jason, thank you. There we go. Perfect. Okay, so be lovely to hear just maybe from a few of you what are the goals you put down. Let's just share a few of them around because if you share them, it's kind of cool. You kind of got to do them then as well, and it can be inspiration for the rest of us as well. So if you'd like to just share a couple of you just share your goal. Maybe you've got a couple of goals, maybe just one of them. That would be perfect. Okay, Linda, use PT tools. Okay, cool. And how can we make that a little more specific? Result, Paul, lock in current staff. Cool, what's the goal? Specific goal. Rachel and Gareth, grow client base, get 3 more key clients by June 2019. Perfect. Simon, structure the business so I do not have to be tied to it day to day. Yeah, perfect. Okay. Sam, marketing plan implemented by when, mate? Adam? Hang on, it's a bunch of cool goals here. Adam, systemize the business. Systemize 2 main bottlenecks per month. Okay. Stephanie, create a sales plan to approach new clients. Okay, so what's the goal? As well, Stephanie, how many new clients would you like by when? Mark, operational manual and checklist done by the 1st of the 6th. Perfect. Colette, add pre-builds into the system so Colette can start quoting and Dave checking by March 2019. Cool. Murray, financial net profit of 15% at the end of 2019 on 2.5 mil. Fantastic. Chris, better business structure. Okay. Gary, $3 million turnover, 860K GP, add another tradesman at the start of June. Magic. Okay, quotes. Going out in 48 hours, yep. Shane, consistently in the black in account. Okay. Paul, set up a plan to secure current staff. Okay, to remain in the business for the next 5 years minimum. Okay. Awesome, guys. Good stuff. Jason Brown, redefine structure of existing employees by the 28th of February, employee scheduler by the 31st of March. Fantastic. Tight goal. Okay. David, employ marketing student before March to increase workload. Some really tidy stuff here, guys. Love it. Graham, arrange to meet 1 new-end, high-end new builder each month. Extra team of 2 by the end of 2019. 1 new truck by June, 1 by November, and 250K profit. Fantastic. Jared, net profit of 180 by 36, which is the end of 2020. Yep, employ new tradesman, office person by December, get out marketing brand on Google, have office by December. Love those, Jared. Fantastic. William Glynn, Erica, another good playing builder by April. Fantastic. Joseph, 5 new large builders on or before May 19th. So good, guys. Love it. Great shares. Appreciate it. Let's talk well-being now. So this is about you as a person, how you feel about your health, your fitness, your spiritual element to life, whatever is important to you. So for instance, if you want to improve your energy levels, your goal might be lose 7 kgs and get your BMI to 25. If you want to feel calmer and more relaxed and chilled out, that's something that's difficult to measure, but we can turn it into an activity, like meditate 15 minutes using the Calm app 5 days a week. That's a process that we can measure, which is a goal that's going to contribute to the result that we want. So let's take 4 minutes now and write down your well-being goals and results. When you're done, just let me know you're done. Maybe we might need a little bit less than 4 minutes. Let's work hard on this. We're setting ourselves up for the year. Your well-being is massive. Keeping your energy and your enjoyment of life high is going to help hugely with your business and just all other aspects of life. Most people just let this shit happen to them. We want to create our ideal life and be intentional about how we're going to look after ourselves. Often harder to do than the business goals because they're quite concrete. But these ones are just as important. Awesome, Colette and Dave, thank you. So what are you going to design? This year? So that you're enjoying life and your energy levels are good. And your stress levels, you're doing something proactive to deal with the stress that comes from running a business. It does. That's why most people won't do it, because they can't handle it. They're afraid they can't handle it. And sometimes you can't, that's fine, but we need to put things in place so that you can. And that's fun. So when you're done, just put done. And when you are done, if you just want to put down, let's share a few of them around. I think that would be brilliant. We'll take another 30 seconds. Just charge hard if you're still writing. Get it down. Just get it down. Get the idea down. And we can start sharing a couple of them. So, Adam, start each day with a clear head is the result. 45-minute solo walk each morning allows time to relax mentally. That's such a good idea. What you do in the morning is massive. Mark, result, just bought golf clubs, now starting to use them as per default diary. Magic. Okay. So let's, there we go. So Rachel and Gareth, look after ourselves. Go to bed by 10:30 each night and get home from work at 7 p.m. Us, the Duntons, work hours, stick to default. Dory Murray, hop on my bike 2 times a week, squash 2 times a week, hop on my bike. Oh, yeah, sure, you've got both of those twice. Yeah, cool. Ha, David, improve squash kills to beat knocker. That's Murray. So good. Travel with our family. Chris, lovely. Graham, swim 2 times a week, 10,000 steps a day per minimum. Fantastic. So, Kristen, feel less stressed. Work out at the gym three days per week. Lovely. Stephanie, done. Start exercising to increase energy. 14K run to do on the 21st of March. 24th of March is the goal. 5 times run, swim a week. Perfect. David Murray says you'll never beat him. Simon, I'll make a lunch break each day. Set lunch break on the default and adhere to it. That's a great goal. Colette, walk every second day. Go to Pilates once a week to lose weight. Turn off computer at 5 p.m. Go for a walk 4 times a week with my wife. It's the team from Nelson. Brilliant. Joseph, choose happiness. Choose this and book it in. Yeah, this is the thing. You actually have to choose happiness and peacefulness and design it. Strengthen my mind and body. Have a PT trainer 3 days a week. Targets in place for me to get better. Cool. Gabriella, get fitter. Three times gym once a week, swimming once a week. Colin, this is cool. Schedule half day off each week for catching up with friends by March. Okay, that's brilliant. Good stuff, team. Love it. So the key is let's create what we want in this area of life and some goals. So it forces us to actually turn our mind to it and start it happening. So let's look at the next area. So the next area is fun and enjoyment. So now what are we going to do to actually have some more fun? I reckon we could do this. Let's just get into it. There's some examples here. Maybe get a new bike, whatever it is. So it might be stuff you want to do or stuff you want to buy or have. So let's just do the same thing now. Let's go. What am I going to do specifically for fun and enjoyment? What hobbies do I want to get into or start up or get back into? What toys do I potentially want to get or buy or use? And what activities would I love to do? And then let's set some specific measurable goals against them. Doesn't have to be perfect, just get it down. Alrighty, if you're done, you can put done down so we know where you're at. That's fine. I love what you wrote, Adam. Trip to New Zealand or Tasmania with family by this time next year. Brilliant. Okay. So if you're done with the fun and enjoyment, just put done down so I know where everyone's up to. I like what you've got there, Colette. Okay, so people are pretty much done. So maybe we'll just take another 30 seconds. We'll just go to 3 minutes should be enough. Okay, so Colette's put down for fun, get Dave a motocross bike by June 2019. Chris, backcountry bike touring. Yep, by when? Adam, boys are getting bigger and uglier and hairier, so I don't, won't have them under control much past that. I hear you, mate. Okay, so let's just share what you've got. Done. Play netball again. Spend one-on-one time with husband. No business talk, just enjoyment of us. So important, and we're going to talk about relationships in a minute, actually. So they do cross over a bit, that's fine, but I've just put a bunch of criteria because I think that helps us focus. Bathurst 2019, David, fantastic car racing. Go to one event each year. Get a new caravan, Jason, by end of March. Lovely. Murray, ski trip to Wanaka. Kerry, the Redwoods, once a month. That's a beautiful area to ride in Rotorua, which is in sort of central North Island. Fantastic. Okay. So, yeah, we've got to actually craft out and create what we want for fun. Just reset that. Okay, so let's talk relationships. Oh, family holiday in Fiji, Gabrielle and Verna. Yeah, lovely. So relationships. So I think this is an area that we kind of underestimate. But for me, it's the juice of life. Relationships with your spouse, significant other, your children, your family, oftentimes, your extended family and friends, you just get busy and you miss out there. So I want us to be really careful and intentional about this. What do we want? So we're going to spend 4 minutes again. What do you want in terms of relationships? Maybe it's with your spouse, maybe it's with your children, maybe it's with your parents, or grandparents even, or with your adult children or grandkids, whatever it is, let's spend some time crafting that out right now. So put the timer on. Again, when you're done, just put done, and I'll know where you're up to. For me, I know noticing parents getting older, and often talk with my mother, but often don't catch up with my dad for a couple of weeks at a time, so make it a thing to give him a call once a week just to say hi to him, because normally mum holds the whole family thing in her hands, and you often say, I'll say hi to dad, but it's not the same thing, so that's a goal, and have lunch every couple of months as well, just to chill out, because they're not going to be here forever. So what do you want with your relationships? And the trick with the relationship side of things, it's not something you can measure with numbers or times as such. We need to turn it into activities, and that's how we can measure and have some goals. So, for instance, better relationship with your wife or husband, or significant other, might be the date night. So that's an activity, which if you do that consistently, hopefully should lead to a bit more time and fun and enjoyment together and improve your relationship. Some of the stuff might be a bit more intimate. That's fine. It's your goal. You really think about it. Okay. Okay, so a few of you are done. When you are, just let us know. Can feel a bit awkward thinking about this stuff, but it's huge. This is the good shit in life. Thank you. Sweet. So when you're done, just put that down. We'll know where we're at. And a couple of you have shared already, which is cool. So, Gabriella, yeah, mind, body, soul time with our girls, 15 minutes of quality, one-on-one time with each activity. They want to do no interruptions. Fantastic. Chris, achieve a sense of calmness with my children by the first quarter. Yeah. Yep. You know, I had people say, hey, I want to get some, like there's lots of good resources around parenting coaches and stuff like that. Some cool stuff or books online, which Bronwyn and I have read, that could be a goal. I want to read a couple of parenting books this year. It's literally life-changing. Get a few fresh ideas and go, oh, wow, that's amazing. Mark, spend quality time with partner. Yep. Goal, no cell phone coverage, remote camping spot. Love that. Every second weekend of every month. That's so good, mate. Kristen, more time, one-on-one time with the kids. Yeah, plan one daddy-daughter date each month. Yep. Okay, perfect. Yep. Yeah, Joseph, monthly date nights with Anita. Book it now. So good, Joseph. Oh, there we go. Okay. Have in-laws and family together for barbecue and out for tea. Yeah, that's a great one, David. That's one that I've had in mind is like catch up with family for dinner, friends at least once every 2 months. Go on a weekend trip with mates who are turning 50 this year. Murray, so good. Yep. Spend more time with the kids, one day each, one-on-one, doing something they enjoy. So good. So let's write it down, make it a goal. Make it happen. Nice work, team. Okay, let's keep cracking. Let's keep the tempo up. So next we want to look at is holidays. So some of you touched on this, but let's really focus on it because breaking up your year and having things to look forward to is massive. So let's set the clock again. I reckon this should only take 3 minutes. So we'll put it for four anyway. So let's put down what you want to do for holidays. Not just how much holidays you want to take, but how often and where you want to go. So how many, how often, and where. Let's plan it out. Let's create our ideal situation. Nice, Dan. So a trip to Vietnam in November with my wife. Fantastic. How long are you going for? What other holidays are you going to have this year? How many holidays, how often, for how long, and where? Let's just get it down. When you're done, just put done, and we'll know. Okay, so a lot of you are done. I'll just appreciate your shares, guys. So good. David, family trip to Rarotonga for a solid 7 days in the middle of the winter. That sounds mean. Rachel and Gareth, West Coast, South Island for a week in June, July. Fiji, baby, September. And Melbourne for the boot camp.
yeah, make that if you're coming from New Zealand or out of state, make that make that a trip. Stan, I already travel to the Philippines every 6 weeks, so this will be something special. So good. Chris, hike Stewart Island October Labor Weekend and house swap in March for Noosa Surf School. That's so good. Such a good idea. So Murray, 3 holidays a year, 1 overseas, 2 1-week holidays during the school holidays. Cool, man. Where are you going to do them, Murray? Just put down where you're going to do them. Simon and Elise, Rugby World Cup in October. So good. Brisbane trip with Gemma. 3 days off each school holidays. 1 camping trip to Waihee. Kristen. Kristen, go to Vegas in 2023. Go to Las Vegas. Yeah, cool. 40th birthday. Love it. What are you going to do this year? So Graham, camping at Port Jackson at Easter, short break away with the kids every school holidays, 3 to 4 week. South Island caravan trip over the holidays. Linda, already booked March, 1 into Rarotonga. Jason, walking Abel Tasman. 2 local holidays, 2 further away. Singapore, Vietnam. Nice. Okay, there we go. Simon, 1 week off with the kids each of the 3 school holidays, 1 to East Cape, 1 skiing and 1 to the islands. Sounds good. Colin, 10 days in Asia, September, 2.5 weeks camping in December. So good. And Joseph, you've got Las Vegas for my son's basketball tournament. So good. Top of New Zealand for a week, Christchurch for a week, and New Plymouth for Christmas. Nice. Nice stuff, guys. Okay, so we've mapped out how our holidays want to look. Let's talk now about finances, financial and wealth. So we have the business, which is obviously our cash flow stream. For me, having a business is also about having cash flow to, you know, to feed and to build up your investments, your financial wealth, which is going to give you, you know, financial freedom in the long term. So that's your investment strategy, what your net worth targets are, your retirement plans, what sort of passive income you'd like to have. So let's spend some time on this because this is cool fun. I want you to get really clear on the result that you're after, and let's put down some goals. So some of these goals will be, you know, financial targets, and some of them might be activities you need to action so you can get into the financial position that you want. So let's hook into that now. Let's do the financial and wealth. Do you want to invest in shares or property? What sort of passive income do you want? As I mentioned, some of these will be set goals. I want my net worth to be X, my passive income to be Y. Some of them will be, hey, goal is to book an appointment with an investment advisor to create a plan. That's a good goal. That's an activity goal. Fine. Thanks, Adam. Hey, Dean, I didn't see you lurking back there, mate. Very easy area to lose sight of when you get busy. What are we actually doing with our money? When you're done, just put done down in the comments field as well so I know where everyone's up to. Thanks, Chris. Awesome, Jared. Cheers, Paul. Just get down what you can. Just get it down. Okay, so a bunch of you are done. That's cool. So just wait for people to finish up. Please just write down what you've got. What are some of your goals? Let's share them around. So Paul, lock in retirement plan, including retirement date by the end of the year, 1st of December. Fantastic. Might be want to buy a commercial property. It's cool. So I'd love to hear, Kristen, invest in land for spec house by the end of this year, purchase current business premises by 2022. Love it. Yep. Okay, so what have we got, team? Purchase rental property by 2020 from Rach and Dave. Awesome start.
Sound, stand by. Okay. Hello? Speakers. That's the one it should be. No, it's not working, so just turn it to this one. Hello, testing. Can you guys hear me now? Okay, perfect. Apologies there, team. So we're just going through. I'm not sure what happened there. We had a minor meltdown with the machine. Fantastic. So we're just sharing wealth goals, which is exciting stuff. Here we go. I'll just get those back. There we go. So, Graham, just want to pay off the mortgage by 2022, invest in commercial property and business premises, speak to a financial advisor to look at investments for the future. Brilliant. Joseph, on the fast track, meaning my passive income is higher than my expenses. What do you want your passive income to be? Joseph, shift to the debt on our home to our rentals to have good debt. Yeah, love that. Nice. Get 25 times the amount of money I need per year to live on. Okay, work out how to subdivide two properties into four. Fantastic. All right, team. So the wealth and financial goals, obviously really, really critical. And lastly, let's talk about contribution and charity. So really easy to get focused on yourself and you're having a great life. Feels good when you make a contribution to the community. And that might be in a number of ways. It might be through school, might be through community involvement, community groups, Rotary Lions, whatever it is. It might be through sports or charity organizations. So, hey, let's take a couple of minutes now. Maybe we don't need 4 minutes. Maybe a couple of minutes is good for this. For what would be some important contribution goals for yourself. Let's spend a couple of minutes. We'll do that. We'll hook into that now. I get a heck of a lot of pleasure out of helping with cricket. It's something I'm passionate about, helping out with one of the kids' cricket teams. For you, obviously, it could be something. Could be church, could be charity organizations, whatever. It could be an activity. It could be getting involved, you know, maybe helping at a soup kitchen, or it could be just donating some money, you know, every month to support, you know, a charity that's really important to you. There's certainly a lot of joy and satisfaction that comes from giving. So what we're doing here is let's put some, you know, specific goals down on what we want to achieve, because that'll help us, you know, experience that. It's a good thing to do. Plus, we'll get the benefit of that feel-good feeling, and it's just a nice thing to do. We're not doing it because it, you know, for ourselves, but it has a positive spin-off, and it actually helps us see a bigger picture with the world as well, and we become less self-focused, become more other-focused, which is super helpful for having fun and enjoyment. Righty, so love to hear, what your goals are in this area. So Joseph, you've got a couple of good ones here. Love giving, give school stationery out each January, booked in and getting done, 2 food bank every month, yep, so $80 worth, and kids can give $40 a month, and I like coaching basketball, fantastic. So love to hear from the rest. What are some contribution goals? Charity, community, school, that you're going to put in your plan to help you create out your ideal life. Yep, Murray, coach the kids squash and the kids rugby again. Fantastic. Sponsor niece and nephew sports teams. Gareth and Rachel love it. So good. Yep, volunteer treasurer for charity. Gabriella. Nice. Chris, caring for our local environment. Yeah. So planting pines and pest control. So good. Heather, want to read to the elderly in the nursing homes. I did it when I worked part-time before we took over the business and want to do it again. Okay, so make it a goal. Just say, hey, once a month, I'm going to spend an hour reading. Write it down as a goal. Then it's in your face and you've got some leverage to make it happen. Simon Elise, invite friends out on our boat. Oh, that's cool. And go around the beaches of the Hariki Gulf doing a cleanup. David, continue sponsoring local rugby team with training and playing gear. So good. Jed Richards, blood every 6 months. That's perfect. We should do more of that. Kristen, as a family, sponsor a woman's refuge at Christmas time. So good. William, Glyn, and Erica, spend 2 hours every month on Saturday to help the maintenance of the school. Yeah, perfect. Graham, continue donating to Air Ambulance, Hospice, and Animal Welfare to increase donation amounts. Build more planter boxes to donate at charity auctions. So good. Jason, coach kids football, local support, support local fundraisers, and pick up 10 bits of rubbish on our walks. That's awesome. Simon, find a charity we can support and have a staff day where they can attend one. I think that's brilliant, Simon. So actually getting involved, not just financially, but physically, there's something pretty cool about that. Start using thank you payroll service from March, 2% of payroll each week. Okay, that's cool. Awesome, guys. So there's some great stuff there. Appreciate your shares there, team. Wonderful stuff. So, and we've got another section there. We're not going to talk about that. That's really for you. If there's other stuff, anything that we haven't covered that's really important for you that you'd like to put down, that's a, you can pop it down there. So what we've done, team, is we've actually gone hard nuts and we've spent maybe 40 minutes sketching out our ideal life. We've actually created it. We've got it there on paper, which is perfect. Yes, Stephanie, getting involved in the PTA. Lovely. PTFA these days. Parents, Tens, Teachers, Friends Association. So we've actually created out your ideal life. We've got down on paper what's important to you. And that's a hugely helpful starting point to actually getting it into action. If it's written, it's a goal. If it's not written, it's just a pipe dream. So good work, team. So what's next? That's the hard work. What's next? Well, it's really helpful if you actually visualize this. So if you can put these goals into a vision book and put some pictures against them. So this is an example of a vision book of mine from a couple of years ago in the membership site, which I find super helpful. Have it on the wall and you can look at it every day. The thing about the pictures is that the subconscious mind works in images and emotions, and that's why pictures work. Yeah, they work really, really well. It gives the goal a little bit more energy and it's a little bit more exciting when you've got the image around it. So really encourage you to put these goals we've created, put them on your vision book, put some photos around them and put them on the wall. And then it's funny. You've got to take this stuff daily, like motivation and focusing on your goals. It's like bathing. It's best done daily. So we want to program your brain every day by reviewing your goals regularly, preferably daily, and looking at them in picture format. It's very, very powerful. That's the winner's mindset. That's how we make these goals really real. And we take the first creation, which is what we've done today, and turn it into the actual physical reality. And the next step is to basically diarize and prioritize. So this is where the rubber meets the road. We've sketched out now the ideal life, what's important to you. It should be in congruence with the values that are important to you. You know, family, relationships are important to you. You'll have some goals written down, which are powerful and compelling around that area. So we actually now have to put this stuff into our default diaries. This is where the rubber meets the road. Now we know what's important to us. Let's make the time for it and block it in and book it now. The default diary, very powerful. I'm not going to, this is not a training on default diaries. There's other trainings on that. But this is how you start to put your plan and your goals into reality. You make time for them. So, for instance, if having lunch once a week with your partner is important, you put it in your default diary. That's a goal you might have. You make time for it. If looking after yourself is important, then you'll put your gym time or your exercise time into your diary. That's how it works. So we want to take the goals and give them the time they deserve in our default diary. And we also want to plan out the whole year as well on a larger scale, if you like. So this is an example. Now you'll see the plan that we have for the year for the $1 million Trading Program, which is in the membership site. But this is the plan that we have internally for us. And we've mapped out all the important dates, all the important things that need to happen to help us achieve the goals that we have. Now, for instance, it's a little bit small, but you'll see the red lines across the top. They're all holiday dates for myself. So they're locked in, locked and loaded, it's done. We have all of our events that we're going to be putting on for our members, but also coaching that me and the team will be going to, because obviously we need support and help as well. So that's all locked in there. We've got our team fun days in there, because that's one of the goals that I have on a business front. That's locked in there. Our team planning days, team performance reviews, all that stuff is locked and loaded in the calendar. We've thought once, planned it out, done the goals, it's all written down, and now it's just a case of implementing and actioning it, and we've got something to hold ourselves accountable. So I really encourage you to have a crack at that as well. You'll find it helps hugely with getting the action underway. Right, team, so that's the session pretty much today. So what we've done is crafted out your ideal life, put those goals down. We've worked hard. We've got some really cool goals, solid goals written down. Love to know if you've got any questions. Happy to answer those now. So if you do, just shout out and let us know, and we can blast through those questions. Any questions, just chuck them in. Love to help. And remember, guys, at any time, if you have questions, please put them on the Facebook page. We'll answer them there as quick as we can. Some really good questions recently, so jump in there if you've got questions. Alrighty, don't seem to have many questions. Ah, Joseph. I don't want to Skype. My biggest goal for the year, Joseph, is my energy levels. Yep. And I've instituted a morning routine, which is helping hugely with that, around some meditation and some breathing exercises, which is super good. David? Who's the guy you mentioned about the Jim Rohn? Jim Rohn. So that's R-O-H-N. Shane, what is a reasonable amount of time to be taken off each year? Whatever you want, mate. It's really up to you. Look, there's 4 weeks annual leave given to employees, so we definitely want to have that as a start. But this is about creating your ideal life. If you want to take 2 months off a year, that's great. Let's set that as a goal, and then we need to start working and building the business around that. Mark, very helpful. I'll be attending as many webinars as I can, locked into default diary. Perfect. So Shane, there's some people that we work with, that might take 4 weeks. Some people take 10 weeks. It does vary, mate. Alrighty, team, brilliant. Hey, really enjoyed today. Love this stuff. The more you do it, the better you get at it as well. So your goal setting muscles need to be worked. Remember, we want to create your ideal life. There's no limits. There's only the limits you put on yourself. Is it going to be tougher at times to get what you want? Possibly. Doesn't mean we shouldn't aim for it. So let's get in there and do it. Go well, guys. We'll talk soon.